Good afternoon. Just gone 12 o'clock. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 17th of December. This time next week, Christmas Eve. Okay, nothing really. I've got one late goal. I'm talking sort of 80 minutes onwards at Kimki. I can't remember what I put up yesterday. I've not slept great this week. I think, did we have Marseille over 2.5 goals? Hopefully somewhere on that. I've just been so busy, I've genuinely barely had any kip, losing the ability to function. Ultimate members, as part of that, I did say that there were no half-time CSLAs. There is one for today. I have just posted it now. Again, apologies. This constant onslaught of football is clearly getting to me. I will discuss, I'll leave tomorrow's game. I'll discuss it in the weekend preview tomorrow. I'll leave it till tomorrow. No, I'll cover all that tomorrow. Right, so Kimki for that. There's nothing horse-wise either. That's going to wind down now. I think we've only got 3 or 4 days left of horses before it packs up for Christmas. And then obviously we've got the big Boxing Day meeting. And if there is anything there, I will post that. But I don't expect to see much now over the next couple of days. And then hopefully it all picks up as we make the march towards Cheltenham in March, funnily enough. Right, I've done your potatoes, I've done your Brussels sprouts. People saying they like soggy Brussels sprouts, you need help. Now the key, one of the absolute key ingredients is the gravy. And I remember I have the guy who's the main guy for the horse racing comes to me for Christmas. And he is useless at everything. He's the one with the bag on the train, etc. And I remember about 3 years back, I was making the gravy on the, like, you can make this ahead, and I was making it on like the Tuesday or the Wednesday before the Christmas, was on the weekend, whatever, I can't remember the exact days of the week. I'm mashing away. I've roasted some chicken wings and things, and I'll talk you through it in a minute. And I'm mashing away at it, and he's sitting at my sort of breakfast bar with his horse sheet out in front of him, and making his phone calls, doing whatever, having a cup of coffee. And he's looking at me, and I can see he's looking at me thinking, what the fuck are you doing? And after about half an hour, he said, what on earth are you doing? And I said, I'm making the gravy for Christmas dinner. I said, you'll thank me come Christmas Day. He said, well, what's all this about? I said, well, it's hard work. He said, you know you can buy it. That's what he said. He said, you know you can buy it. Let me tell you now, if you are buying gravy to put on your Christmas dinner, again, out the window with the flipping mash for your bubble and squeak and your soggy sprouts. Put some effort in. It's the one meal of a year where you could, no excuses, put a bit of effort in. Make the gravy. It makes a massive, massive difference. And as I say, this can be made well in advance. You can make it now, so you don't have to fret on the day. Literally just take it out and warm it up, which I'll talk to you about how to do that as well, because you can get the turkey juices and bits in after you've cooked it. So basically you want a big roasting tray. You want to chop into there, just roughly chop, doesn't matter how they go in. Couple of onions, couple of carrots, couple of sticks of celery, a full packet of good quality streaky bacon, chop that up, throw that in, couple of bay leaves, good amount of sage, good amount of rosemary, drop of thyme or sprig of thyme, and a couple of star anise. Put all that in the bottom of the pan and drizzle it with olive oil, salt, sea salt, black pepper on the bottom. Then get a good, you want, doesn't matter the quality necessarily, but good 10-15 chicken wings, the more the better for me, and buy that, like the whole unit of the chicken wing, and then break it open. And what I do, I take mine out in on the workbench in the garage, cover them up in a couple of tea towels, and get a rolling pin and smash the absolute heck out of them. You want to break the bones, you want to break them up in effect, because that will release the flavour. So once you've done that, you can bring them back, sprinkle them then in the tray all over the top of your salted and oiled veg and herbs, and put that then in an oven about 180 for a good hour, until everything, you know, the chicken wings are really thoroughly cooked there. Once they're cooked, take the whole tray out, put it on your hob, whatever type of hob you've got, and put it on a really low heat. And while it's on there, get a potato masher and a spoon or knife. Mash everything up, but use a spoon or knife as well to scrape anything that's on the bottom of the tray. You've got to make sure you get it all off. In effect, you're going to fry what you've got off now on the top. The more you fry it, the darker the gravy will be, the better it will look. If you want to put a drop of port in there now, or red wine, good time to do it. And just put like a quarter of a bottle in, let it simmer away as well, burn the alcohol out. So once you've mashed it all together, and I mean really mashed it, this is what you watch me doing, really giving it a good mash, then get yourself 4 or 5 tablespoons of plain flour. Get that, sprinkle over it, again, stir it in, fry it with the flour on for another 2 or 3 minutes to get the flour properly stirred in, and then get yourself your water. You want about 2 litres of just boiled water, and pour that in, and then leave it to simmer, and the flour will thicken up. Just stir it every sort of 5 minutes, just give it all a squiz round, and then once you'll see you start to see the thick liquid, then we need to strain it and get rid of all obviously our bones and bits of chicken and this, that and the other. So pour it through a coarse sieve into a bowl, and use a soup ladle, push everything through so that you get all the flavour out, the chicken and everything into there. And then you can just let that cool down, and that's it. That's that bit done now. Now you're done, ready for Christmas Day. Right, on the day, if you've frozen it or left it in the fridge, depending on how long you can freeze it there, take it out. So if you're freezing it, take it out when you put your turkey in, just leave it on the top. And then when the turkey's cooked, take the turkey out your roasting tray. It needs to rest, so cover it up with tin foil and let that rest. You can let that rest. You should let it rest a good hour. And most people don't let it rest a good hour. But obviously then you've got the fat and the bits in the bottom of the tray. Skim away any of the fat. Get rid of all that. I've got one of those sort of spouts in the bottom of the jug where I pour it in all there, and the fat rises to the top, so you can get rid of the fat and keep the juices. Put the juices back into the tray. And then get your gravy into the tray now. Add a little bit of cranberry sauce, a couple of tablespoons of cranberry sauce. Stir all that round, scraping all the turkey bits up off the bottom of the tray and everything. And bring that up to a boil. Again on the hob. That'll only take you 5-10 minutes. Get that up to a nice boil. Again, if any fats comes out, you know, from the bottom of the pan, scrape that off as you're going. And if you want to add any of the resting juices, then you can at that time. Bit of salt and pepper, just give it a taste, check that it's the flavour that you want. If you need to season it a bit more, add a bit more cranberry, whatever you want to do to get it all nice flavour. And then Sam likes it all, you know, perfectly smooth. So I like to then put it through a sieve again into the jugs, ready to serve up. It is well worth the effort, trust me. Much better than buying a fucking jar of Bisto and lobbing a few bits of water in. I know it sounds like a lot of work, it really isn't. Of that first bit and doing the mashing, that's the bit where you've really just got to take 5-10 minutes. But on the day, once you've made that, on the day, it literally is a 5-10 minute job. Bottom of the turkey pan, bring it to the boil, a bit of cranberry sauce into it, just test it, salt and pepper, strain, and you are good to go. That will make a massive difference to your dinner. I do like to make my own gravy. I don't do it every single week, but it does make a massive difference to a dinner. So you've now got your sprouts, you've now got your spuds, you've now got your gravy. Tomorrow we'll talk about getting the turkey ready. Have the weekend off, and then we'll be into all your other little accoutrements for next week. There you go. See, this is what you get on here. See, late goal at Kimke. How to make turkey gravy. Right, that's it. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow, obviously, football as normal. I'll do all the results when everything finishes tonight, and then I'll do up Ultimate tomorrow, and then we'll have the preview for the weekend. And I will cover that calamity then. Can't sing anymore. You've all put, lots of you wanted to point that out. I'm well aware when I can. That's it done. I won't be singing again this season. It's finished. Right. Enjoy yourselves. Have a lovely, what is it, Thursday, isn't it? Lovely Thursday. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.